The KGRA vault is filled with classic interviews designed to stimulate the minds of critical thinkers for generations to come.
But here's something that I want to take you a little bit down memory lane, and that's to the year 1975, when I was researching this year for my second volume of UFOs in the National Security State. It's a mind-blowing year. And even tonight, I don't think it's possible for me to go over all of the incredible events of that year. But as I'm explaining these to you, I want you to be thinking in the back of your head, asking yourself, could this have been clandestine black budget technology? Could it be something that's black budget within the United States military industrial complex? Could it be a utterly rogue, kind of like international Nazi breakaway civilization kind of, Bilderberg group sort of technology for whatever their purposes? Or could it be something beyond, i.e., something non-human altogether? So I want to talk to you about the strange year of 1975, because in that year, at least within North America, there were a lot of UFO sightings that year. In fact, I would say it was a dramatic increase over prior years. It was one of the most important years in the history of UFO reports. I would say it's right up there in 1947, right up there with 1952 or any other year.
Discover thousands of hours of conversations with those truly dedicated to leaving a truth legacy behind for us to follow. Research materials and alternative subjects that interest you, like Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts and hauntings, conspiracies, alternative histories, unsolved mysteries, and so much more on KGRA Classics, found deep in the KGRA vault. Make contact.